And yet the form is fresh and new. It's come out of that, and the stillness still clings to it, has a fragrance. It still emanates that, even if it's sound. And that's the beauty of all art, true art. It reflects still that state of consciousness out of which it comes. And then you have a lot of pseudo art in this world where clever minds are trying to be even more clever and think, let's think of something new. What can we do here? Maybe we could put that here, or that could go there. That would look clever. And then, okay, oh no, let's do... And then you get, they call it art, but it's not, it lacks something. It's totally trapped in form. There's only manipulating old forms. Nothing new has come in. And nothing that can lead you back to the formless, which is the original reason for all art, is the sacred. To be a portal, an access point for the sacred. So that when you see it or experience it, you experience yourself. In it, you see yourself reflected, the formless reflected, shining through the form. That is true art. Always there is more than what you see or hear. It's not just what you see or hear. There is more than that. And that shines through the form. And that is what can happen to you. What is happening to you? Ultimately, it's not everybody's purpose to create works of art. A few humans do that. That is their function, partly in this world, but much more importantly, is for you to become that work of art. Your whole life and your very being becomes transparent so that the formless can shine through. And that happens when you are no longer totally identified with the world of form. And that happens when you have access to the realm of stillness within yourself. And then something emanates through the form that is not nothing to do with the form. It may emanate only as a silent emanation and not assume any form as such. And so that is sometimes the case with so-called, there have been very few in the past holy people who simply, in India, they've always existed in any generation in India, there have always been a few holy men or women who never did anything. And that's very rare for the West. They say, well, what did they create? What did they do? And they never did anything. They just sat there. And the West says, what a useless existence. Come on, get a life. Get a job. And some even, because people, when you're trapped in form, you misperceive it completely, because all you see, there is a useless form sitting, and they say they are parasites on society. They allow themselves to be fed by other people. They bring them their food. They should work for a living, like myself. And that is when